USA Radio News.
Friday, Florida resident Cesar Sayak Jr. was charged with five federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and a number of other leading Democrats and critics of President Trump. Sayak faces over 48 years in jail, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a message for anyone else who wants to try these sorts of shenanigans.
This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
The Dow was down 296 points to close the day at 24,688. The market has been down a lot this week as well. Financial expert John Layfield on some of the market volatility.
I think we're going to see a lot more volatility. Look, we saw the GDP number. The number was very good. This economy is absolutely on fire. So I think there's a lot of external factors right now that are influencing the market.
Layfield was speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The latest snapshot of U.S. economic growth is released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department report showing the economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter at an annual rate of 3.5%. Now, that's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast, but slower than this year's second quarter when GDP grew by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was only 2.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook said Friday it has taken down more than 82 pages and accounts with ties to Iran that were posting politically charged memes. A combined 1 million users followed at least one of the accounts, which were live on both Facebook and Instagram. The accounts formed Facebook groups and hosted Facebook events, consistent with online activity of previously detected fake accounts. The memes that were removed looked to be against the Democrats and Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI is asking everyone to remain vigilant, even though 56-year-old Cesar Sayak Jr. was arrested in Florida and charged with five federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs being sent. Dan Emmett is a former Secret Service agent. He joined Fox News with the first thing that the FBI and investigators should be asking Sayak.
How many more bombs are out there, and who are they addressed to? Once they have satisfied themselves that all of them are accounted for, then they can get into the whys and the wherefores and the motivations. But right now, this investigation is far from over simply because they have a suspect in custody.
Emmett next talks about how they were able to catch up to this man so quickly.
Well, first of all, the bombs that were sent out had a treasure trove of clues and information on them, and the fact that they didn't explode, that provided investigators with a lot of different types of evidence to go on. But secondly, and probably just as importantly, all of the law enforcement agencies now work together quite well. It hasn't always been that way. There used to be a lot of turf wars. There used to be a lot of people trying to claim credit for things and cutting out other organizations. That's not the case today. And so now you have the FBI, the Secret Service, ATF, Postal Service, all of the federal agencies working together in harmony, along with state and local. And really, for that reason, as much as anything, this came to a conclusion as quickly as it did.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.